Bailey and Hardy, Ultra Sound System, is proudly sponsored by Protein Rebel. Have you ever had super twitchy legs, after a long run where you can't get to sleep and they're just like twitchy, twitchy, twitchy? I have. And the only thing that has ever sorted them out is this Protein Rebel Power Up Seawater Magnesium. All you need to do is take 1 teaspoon of Power Up every evening, mix with water or juice, and it helps to improve your sleep, it honestly does, reduce restless and twitchy legs, and power up your body ready for your next run. Protein Rebel are a UK-based company who provide natural nutrition for runners, and their products include marine collagen, which I've also tried, which is amazing, this magnesium, which is amazing, a vegan protein powder, and award-winning maple syrup gels. And they have been kind enough to gift me a bundle to give to you, dear listener. One lucky listener will win a bundle in September 2024. And that bundle includes a tin of Accelerate vegan protein powder, a tin of Run Easy marine collagen, a tin of Power Up seawater magnesium, and 9 of these delightful Maple Ignite energy gels. All you need to do, head to Instagram, go to our link tree, enter the competition. The link is in the link tree. Put your email in, Bob's your uncle, but this will only work in September 2024. I love Protein Rebel. I really, really do. They sent me stuff free to try, and then I started buying it. And you can buy it too, using a discount code, which is also in our bio on Instagram. You'll get 15% off. So head over to Instagram at Ultrasound System Pod, fill in the form, enter the competition, get your discount code. And remember, listener, this is a grown-up podcast for grown-up people with some very immature, silly themes and lots of swearing. So if you're in the car on the school run, I'd advise you fucking switch it off now. All the best. Welcome to the Bailey and Hall Ultrasound System. This is episode 73 with me, your enigmatic and award-winning coach host, Ali Bailey, and...
me, Damien. Hi.
Now, me and Damien are in the same room today, which is unexpected.
Awkward.
And awkward. So we are sharing a microphone and he's eating toast and also drinking tea. So there's probably going to be some kind of electronics issue when he spills the tea and crunches the toast. And I'm also going to have to fill in why he drinks tea, because he's drinking tea, so he can't actually say anything.
I'm thirsty.
Anywho, he's always thirsty, dehydrated. So, hope you all enjoyed the Legends episode with Alan the other week. That was nice, wasn't it? We've got a lot to get to today, Damien.
Yeah.
Don't lean away from the microphone. You need to come a little bit closer into it. There you go.
I'm nervous.
Okay, so we've got a lot to get to today. Today we're going to go through what we've been up to, Hall of Fame, Hall of Shame, a new feature called Damo's Dilemma.
I'm unsure about that one.
Well, we're doing it. And then we're going to have Damien's big plug.
What's that?
It's a plug, a big plug for something. And then we've got some questions from the listeners, questions from the audience, loads of them actually, some previous editions, and some made up jokes. It's a full show.
Was I meant to make up some jokes?
We've done it together. We made up one together.
Oh, one of the good jokes you're stealing from. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. So, what have you been up to? Start with what you've been up to. What have you been doing?
Well, Ali, I've got the Tour de Géant coming up. Just over a week from now. So I've been Tour de Géant training, which has been great. So that means big, lumpy, brutal bimbles in places like...
Would you go as far as saying they'll be on Savage?
Some of them were beyond savagely brutal.
Were they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Lumps. Verts. Got loads of verts.
I think I went on a couple of those with you and I don't remember the brutally savage bits, but there must have been the bits I missed.
Were you there?
Yeah, I was there for a couple of them. You don't know I was there, but I was there.
Were you just following me around again?
Yeah, I was at the bus stop at Story Arms watching you.
It's become a habit. In Banau, Brecon, Niog, and so forth. Oh, and I had a day out with... a few weeks ago, Snowdonia, or to give it the proper name...
Iriri.
With Shane only on his Dragon's Back run.
On his one and only party.
Shane's big party. Yeah. That was fantastic. I did day one with him. And then the next day I ran with cheeky young scamp you won't have heard of called Jack Scott. He shows a bit of promise.
I saw some photos from that run.
Did you?
What the fuck was going on? It looked like Zoolander, the way he was dressed. What was he wearing? He looked like one of Daft Punk on a day off.
Innovate, give him all the new kit, now they don't give it to me. So he was wearing all the fancy stuff.
He was, wasn't he? He was wearing fancy sunglasses. Shades. Sunglasses like a motorbike helmet.
Yeah. A year or two ago, they'd send it to me first. Now they just send stuff to Jack.
Yeah.
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 That's what's happened since, you know.
They're sending you the older man range. Poles, that look like walking sticks.
Moving on.
Sunglasses.
So yeah,
got
good run.
Yep.
So a good run with Jack. Some other good runs. Did a little race. Brecon Beacons Fell race. That was good fun. Yeah, so it's been great. This is what I love. This is the bit, exactly the bit of training I love. The peak. Yeah, peak. Peak training for a big race.
What are you doing?
That week I did well over 100 with, I think, 30,000 verts.
Yeah, according to your watch.
So about 3 or 4.
3,000 verts, yeah. According to everybody else's watch.
Yeah. So that's what I love. I love that, big weeks.
That's exciting.
Yes, that was exciting. How's your running been, Ellie?
And my running it's moribund.
Moribund.
Which means we don't need to talk about it because it's very boring.
Well, people will be interested.
They're not interested. It's boring. It's still recovering from Lakeland. It's doing Holly's silly sessions. It's feeling extremely out of breath. I feel like I've only got one lung, which is rather irritating because I do have two lungs. What else have I been doing? Oh, I spoke to the listeners last week because I did an investigation with Kirsty Reed. So they know what I'm doing. But I tell you what is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a new sponsor.
Oh.
The podcast has got a new sponsor. So Innovate are taking a little bit of a break because they're sick to death of us. And they're sick to death of me mispronouncing
apparel.
Apparel. Apparel?
Apparently.
Apparently, Innovate have got bored of us. They haven't. They will be back. But we've got a new sponsor, and our new sponsor is Protein Rebel. Do you know who Protein Rebel are?
No, but I mean, they sound rebellious. So I think I'd
they
like
do,
them.
They do, don't they? They sound like they're activists. They're a Protein Rebel, a UK-based nutrition company run by a married couple, Liz and Tim. And ages ago, they sent me some collagen, and you know me and my free stuff. I just love free stuff. Fucking love it.
Well, you are a runfluencer.
Yeah, my favourite thing is in the world is every Friday night I get all the free stuff I've been given and I make a bonfire in my back garden and set fire to all.
Oh, that's great.
And then I roll around in the money they've given me.
Is that fulfilling one of your Green Runners pledges?
It is, yeah. How I burn things. How I keep my house warm. So they sent me some collagen. It was collagen powder and it was it's great. And I put it in my coffee in the mornings. And then they sent me this magnesium stuff, right? Which is like marine magnesium. It's called Power Up. And I get twitchy legs after I run. And one day I was laying in front of the TV trying to watch Married at First Sight Australia and my legs were really twitchy and I couldn't concentrate. And so I had some.
Is that because you wanted to go to Australia?
Because I wanted to go Married at First Sight. Mm. And I had some and it fixed it. Immediately, which is French for immediately. I'm not joking, it did.
Can you let me know when it's a good moment to have a bite of toast?
Have your toast now.
Okay, thanks.
He's got toasts, ladies and gents. This makes great pod. With Biscoff. Mm. What looks like human defecation, but I think it might be some sort of nut butter. What is it? He's got his mouthful of toast. I think it's cashew nut butter, Biscoff spread, and bananas. Absolutely disgusting. So anyway, back to Protein Rebel. You know what you can have on that?
Protein Rebel.
A little bit of Protein Rebel protein powder on the top. Vanilla one.
I could.
You could mix the vanilla, except you can't because you've got a different protein sponsor, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You love making things awkward, don't you?
It's not awkward. It's a fact. Damien is sponsored by 33 Fuel, though he's not interested in this conversation. But I am. Anyway, Protein Rebel have come on board for 2 months and we are giving away a bundle of stuff. So if you go onto the Instagram page and click on the link tree, you can enter the competition to win a big tin of the protein powder, which is vegan. A tin of the collagen, which is not vegan, it's marine collagen, and then a tin of the magnesium, which is vegan, and then some maple syrup gels, which I think are vegan. They're the only maple gels that in the UK, and they've won awards with women's running and men's running, men's fitness.
Oh.
Yeah. So thanks, Protein Rebel. That's the most exciting thing that's happened to me this week. Oh, my God, and guess what? You can also get a discount if you go into the sound system.
I'm just going to count it in my
Instagram.
Toast.
And hit the link tree. There is also a code to get a discount. It's the same code that we use for Innovate as well, but I'm not going to give it out here. I want you to actually go on the Instagram, like and subscribe. And yeah, you can use the code to get 15% off. So that's good, isn't it? Is your mouth empty? This is fucking brilliant. This is probably the worst podcast I've ever done and the worst idea I've ever had. Oh, let's just do it on the same mic.
Technically, my mouth's empty, but you know when you get like a sticky mouth with the nut butter?
Yeah.
So it kind of feels like it's stuck together?
Yeah. It's a bit when I was...
Did words come out then?
Yep. When I worked in music, we would...
Did you work in music, Ali?
I did. I worked in music. I've written a book.
Have you?
Yeah, it's got it all detailed in it.
Is it about running?
Yeah.
Does running save you?
No, it doesn't actually in the book.
Oh, gosh.
A lot of people like to say that there's a bit of the book where I get sober and I discover running and you'd like to think I get better. But, listeners, I don't.
Are you still messed up?
I'm beyond savagely messed up. Anywho, what was I going to say to you?
I'd rather not know.
Okay, I was going to say.
You were talking about Protein Rebel.
Oh, I forget to shut that out. I was going to ask you about your Hall of Fame because we need to crack on because otherwise we're going to just end up talking shit the whole time like we always do. So you've got a Hall of Fame, you've got a Hall of Shame. What do you want to do first?
Fame.
Fame.
So there are two local events I'd like to mention.
Is that what it is? The Hall of Fame local events?
This time, yes. So one of them is the Barclay Marathons, local.
That is not a local event.
Well, Ali, hey, wait till you see this. Gertlush Events,
Gert Lush.
which is near where I grew up in the Cotswolds. Not posh.
You are posh though, aren't you?
Not posh. Just because you're in the Cotswolds doesn't mean you're posh. Have you seen This Country?
No, I don't like it.
How do you know if you don't like it if you haven't seen it?
Because Kirsty made me watch an episode and I didn't like it.
You are wrong about that.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
You're wrong about Celebs Go Dating. That's a great program.
message in, please, Alexander and all the other listener.
Oh, yeah. We need to talk about Alexander. I'll just make a note.
So, Gertlush Events, they have a Barclay Marathons because there is a place in Gloucestershire called Barclay. And I met the guy who organises it called Paul. He's a great guy. I'm popping along there to for the race briefing, I think tomorrow, Friday. So when people are listening, yeah, it'll be going on. It'll be going on the British Barclay Marathons. It's a very similar format. Can't give too much away, but it is in Gloucestershire. It
Can't
is
give
Luke's.
too much away.
I mean, that's a code word for I haven't really done the research.
Yeah, I might just look on the website and get all the fucking information.
Well, it's not. It's still a bit vague on the website. But what I wanted to say is it's a similar format. It's loops. No one's completed all five loops, although one person, I believe, has done a fun run.
Right, so three. Is there a time limit?
Oh,
60
yeah.
hours. Say.
Not totally sure. Not check the website. Anyway,
What is the website?
gertlushevents.co.uk.
Thank you.
I did want to mention all their social, the social impact things they do, which are brilliant. There's lots of community promoting mental health, collaborating with local services. They're into inclusivity and like giving to local community interest things, helping out local cafes and stuff. So they've got a really, they're trying to do lots of good. I'm pretty sure it's non-profit. So yeah, really nice
Always
idea.
companies are non-profit, not by choice. It's just they never fucking make any money. Oh,
This podcast. So yeah, it's really good. And it was set up with the input of Lazarus Lake and the other American guy that.
who's Lazarus Lake?
That is a pseudonym for Gary Cantrell, who's the original creator of the Barclay Marathons and the Backyard Ultras and several other genius race formats.
Thought Gary Cantrell was the lead singer of Spandau Ballet.
Same guy.
Okay,
Same
cool.
guy.
Little known facts.
Season, same guy. So I would love to do this event because imagine being the first finisher of the Barclay Marathons. Imagine.
And that would be amazing, wouldn't it? It'd be good for you just to finish one, wouldn't it?
All right. I've done eight loops. Eight loops. Just not in the right order. I would love to do this event sometime. It's just that it's in August when I'm nearly always doing a big race. But yeah, I think more people should know about it. The other race more people should know about is the Salmon Run, which happens
What
on.
is the salmon run? I keep
Well,
thinking of the salmon dance, which is that Chemical Brothers song we all like.
Do we all like that?
Oh, we love the
Do
salmon.
we?
Yeah, it's one of our
Okay.
favourites.
Is there a particular
It's Anna
dance?
Harding's favourite. Do you not know the
Oh.
song Salmon Dance by Chemical
No, I
Brothers?
don't.
Jesus
I've
Christ.
got gaps. I went traveling, just rapping at
Music
them.
still works when you're travelling. I'm gonna flip in. We'll play it to you after this pod.
Can't wait. So, September 29th, down in Devon, there's this wonderful race idea, which is like following the river as the salmon would follow the river out to the sea. And
This
they're,
is the community.
yeah, they
Okay.
love it. Yeah. And then they swim upstream,
Yeah.
upstream, and downstream.
Okay.
Yeah, when they're dancing. Then the dances. So there's a 50-mile ultra. There's a team relay. The green runners will have a team in the green relay. And there's a 5K run. But I did really, it's like an environmental event. So it's trying to get people to think about nature and celebrate nature. And the people behind it are very
Wild running.
Wild running is part of it. And also
Why wouldn't you do
Tidelines.
it?
It's a collaboration between Tidelines and Wild Running. So if people go to
Cool.
tidelines.uk, they'll find more information. 29th of September. Down in that Devon, lots of green runners doing it.
You could do a 5K as well.
Chris Packham is on the website promoting it.
I love Chris Packham.
He's brilliant. And it's just a lovely idea. And it's not, you know, you can be competitive there if you want, but it's not really the spirit of it. You can run it however you like, and you can run any distance from sea to moor, team relay, 50K, sorry, 80K, 5K, stuff like that. It's lovely.
I love it. I want to do it, sort of. When are you going to do it?
Well, maybe I will. I will be a bit wrecked from the Tour de Gion.
Have I mentioned
the Tour de Gion?
Getting your excuses in early.
That's me.
Why do you think that local racing is... Why have you put local racing in the Hall of Fame? Oh, you forgot another local race that you did recently that you won because no one else turned up.
Brecon Beacons Fell Race.
Yes.
I did mention that.
Yeah, but you didn't mention that you won it.
Yeah, I'm just too humble.
Yeah.
I'm probably more humble than you realise.
Yeah. How many people were in that race?
More than one, but not that many more.
Yeah. That was a good one, wasn't it?
I enjoyed that one. Yeah.
That one was like £10 to enter as well.
Yep. Yeah, literally £10. 19-mile loop of the Beacons with decent verts.
Mm-hmm.
50,000 verts I got on
it
my
didn't
watch.
Have 50,000 fucking verts.
Roughly. Yeah.
We went half the course that day and it was like 4,000 verts.
That might be true.
Yeah.
But it's a lovely little race. It's my third time doing it. Yeah. Classic fell race.
Where do you find the cheap fell races? How can you find them?
If people Google, well, I'm interested in sort of South Wales fell races. Mm. Well, the main website is the Fell Runners Association.
Mm.
But I must admit, it's a bit confusing, discombobulating.
Do you think it's confusing on purpose to stop dickheads getting into the races?
Yeah.
Do you have to be a member of the FRA to do them?
No.
Can you just turn up?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think so.
Cool.
I am a member, but I've turned up when I've not been a member. Yeah. So they're cheap. They're down to earth. They're brill.
Okay. Mm. Everybody's got to go and do a local. Actually, do you know what? Recommend us a local race that's local to you that you think is underexposed.
Undersubscribed.
Yeah, undersubscribed. And
don't go exposing yourself.
No, don't do that. He does not understand that every time he moves, there is noise on his microphone. He also doesn't understand that every time he leans back in his chair, the microphone can't fucking pick him up. So
squirming in my seat as usual.
I absolutely apologise from the bottom of my heart for the sound quality in this podcast. Right, Hall of Shame.
Oh,
Damien, what are you putting in the shame bucket?
Well, it's a shame to have to do this. But I've noticed, I don't even know why it's a debate, but this is very fitting for this podcast, which I believe has music as one of its themes. But people seem to get annoyed, judging from online comments, which isn't always the best way to judge
them. Where have you got these online comments from? What's the problem first?
What is the problem? Some people get annoyed that other people listen to music.
When they're running?
Yeah. I really don't understand it.
Yeah.
But it's especially sort of trail running, fell running areas where somehow there's a bit of snobbery towards like, oh, you shouldn't be listening to music on your long run in the hills. You should be listening to the sounds of nature. Although, ironically, in most British hills, there's almost no
sounds of nature. Yeah. The Green Runners put up a thing the other day where someone's done a study about the sounds of nature, and they've recorded the sounds of nature over the last 30 years, and it starts off quite loud, and then it just goes to silence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear that sound of nature, listener? That's the dog having a drink of water.
It's licking something.
It's having a drink of water. Anyway.
It's good. So, yeah, I mean, this is, you know, it's lighthearted, but for some reason...
I think it's lighthearted. Okay, ages ago, listener, a while ago, Innovate asked their athletes for some music. They were like, let's talk about playlists. They were doing a blog about playlists, right? They were like, they got everybody in the team to send them some tunes. And obviously, I sent them the entire podcast sound system. I said, these are my tunes. Then they put up a post on Instagram being like, new blog, here's a, you know, these are the tunes. This is a couple of months ago. And fucking hell, the response to it, well, I don't think it was quite the response they were hoping for, was it?
It was just like people saying, why on earth, why do you listen to music on your run?
Actually, I think it's dangerous listening to music on a run because you're not aware of your environment around you.
Well, hold on, there is an element of safety on roads, right? I think that's reasonable.
Yeah,
especially with these twats with their EVs. Can't hear them.
They're silent, twats. Aren't they? Yeah. Silent killers, EVs. Silent,
yeah. So in that respect, be safe. Be safe, listener. Be safe out there. However, yeah, there is seems to be a snobbery
the thing
towards.
Is, the headphones have come so far now. You don't need to wear cans, right? You can wear fucking AirPods, and they've got a special thing on them where you can hear the environment around you. You can switch it so it's either noise cancelling or it's you can hear the environment around you. And I always, if I'm running any section with a road on, in fact, any trail run where I've got the dog, I only have one in because I need to be able to hear people shouting at me because of the dog, or like people telling me I'm amazing, or people asking me if I can sign their book, or people saying, hi, are you Abby Bailey? And me saying no, all those things that happen to be on runs. So I just have one in, one out.
One in, one out policy.
Yeah. Only one out policy. And then you can have, or you can use bone conductors and you can hear what's going on around you.
Do you know when you're lucky enough to be invited on runs with me occasionally? And you guys.
Should we add who let the dogs out? Play it.
And dogs don't hot cars. Yeah, I've normally got earphones in. That's mine, not really.
Right, when I'm lucky enough to be invited out on runs with you.
I mean, it sounds like I'm listening to you, but usually I'm just listening to Britney Spears and Phil Collins. Just so you know. So that's my get in the bin, is people complaining about other people listening to music.
Why is it you're getting in the bin? You've got in the shin.
Because, like, why is it anyone else's business? Like, just do your own thing.
Why does it annoy you?
Why does it annoy me? Because it's like, I don't care whether anyone else is listening to music or not. So why would
anyone people say that you shouldn't listen to music?
I just think it's odd to be concerned about other people's experiences. It's odd.
I think it's a case of I'm a better runner than you, or I'm a more real runner than you.
Oh, yeah, more in touch with nature.
That's what I think it is. I think it's like, well, I'm actually...
connecting with nature.
Fat-tail runners don't listen to music. Actual real runners don't listen to music. You know, we just want to be connecting with the nature around us. It's like, you've obviously never run further than 15 miles then. After 15 miles, the constant squelching or squeaking of your shoe because you've got fucking half a ton of peat in it, you want to sort of silence that out, don't you?
Sigackly. That's my get in the bin shame. Yeah.
I love
the shame
it.
Bin.
It's amazing. I can't actually read my own writing here. Now, listen, there is a new feature, but I don't know if Damien wants to do it because it's touchy subjects, isn't it? And he's now checking his emails to see whether or not he wants to do it. But I think it's an important thing to discuss because it involves the nuance of...
virtue signaling.
The nuance of... what would you say? Your principles.
Yeah. So...
welcome.
Demo's dilemma. Is it like Alan's deep bath?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was what Demo's big plug was supposed to be. Alan's deep bath. These are all Partridge references. I'm sorry if you've never watched Alan Partridge. If you haven't watched Alan Partridge, what the fuck have you been doing with your life?
Do you think it'd be beyond Julius to, like, when we do the big plug, do like a gurgling sound?
I don't think it's beyond Julius at all. But the problem is there is only one track here, not two. So Julius, do your best.
Thanks, Julius. You're amazing. Demo's dilemma. Well, should I have one more cup of tea or not? I just can't decide.
Oh, is that what it is? It's not that, is it?
No.
It's happened, hasn't it? Something bad has happened.
Well, hopefully by the time this comes out, this will be clarified. But
boy, it will have to be because,
No, I've got another week. Okay. All right. So this comes out on Saturday and the race will start a week on Sunday, the 8th.
The race is the
Tour de Gion. So I love the Tour de Gion. I've done it twice. I love it partly because it feels like it's many of the things that UTMB isn't, which I suppose is like an over-celebrated thing.
Wankfest, I think is the word you're desperately searching for there.
That could be it. Thank you. Thank you, Ellie.
No problem.
However, and I signed up for it a long time ago, they had no high carbon sponsors when I did. In literally a week to 2 weeks ago, someone pointed out that Ford, car manufacturer, for those who haven't heard of Ford, is listed on their website as a partner, second tier partner. So not a main partner, but a second tier partner.
Called it.
Partner,
right.
So that's a big dilemma for me because I've openly pledged not to run races with high carbon sponsors. And that definition comes from the Game Changer Sponsorship Pledge. And that means fossil fuels themselves, the banks that fund them, airlines and airports and car manufacturers. And people may remember last year, the Green Runners kicked up quite a fuss with Dacia's sponsorship of UTMB. That was a bit different. It was like a headline sponsorship. They literally changed the name of the race. And that upset a lot of people. We got a petition going. Nearly 3,000 people signed it, including Kilian Jornet and folk like that. Whether that really worked is open to debate because they did change the name of the race back to the UTMB and change their headline sponsor, but they still have Dacia as a premier partner, and that includes UTS in Britain and the ARC. So I won't run those races while they have that sponsor. And I'll be honest, I've been desperate to run UTS and relatively keen to run the ARC, but I won't while they have those sponsors.
Would you if they didn't have those sponsors?
I think...
Was it just the sponsors of UTMB?
That's my main beef. Yeah, good question. Because at some point, hopefully, that sponsorship will... I believe it's a 3-year... Not directly.
Don't you think Iron Man are a greasy, greasy, unsporty company?
They don't sound great.
No, they fucking don't, do they?
They don't sound great.
I'm going to do an investigation.
So my main beef is with the sponsorship. I suppose even after that, I don't know. I don't know if I'd run them. But there's a lot of road races now, especially in the US, that have, yeah, sport, oily money sponsorship. And I'm really upset because I was about to the Tour de Gion and they've got this new sponsor. However, what we acknowledge at the Green Runners is that, like, events will need extra vehicles. Like, that's just, they need them for transporting runners around, for transporting staff, transporting drop bags, you know, food, etc. So we're not against vehicles, but there's a big difference between being a supplier and being a sponsor. So if you're a supplier, you would presumably sell, rent, loan vehicles to a race. So there wouldn't be a commercial arrangement and the race wouldn't be promoting that brand. Whereas if it's a sponsor or a partner, which is apparently the new word for it, then ultimately they're trying to enhance their reputation and make more sales from being associated with trail running. And we know from Dacia, because I've had direct conversations with someone senior there, they identified with trail running because it's adventurous. And they're trying to make their vehicles look, you know, adventurous, and they're trying to tie it in that way and sell more vehicles. And why the car thing is tricky is because most of us have cars, right? Most of us don't have like a big oil field, but most of us have cars. So it feels a bit odd. Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
That's why I hang out with you.
Yeah.
For all the oily money.
Yeah. If I'm going to run on my oil field, it's just like a bog, a bit more oily.
That would be great. Thanks. Got my words there now. But the problem with cars is, so Ford, I've looked into Ford, the Greenpeace report from 2022. Like a lot of these brands, they're promoting their EV, but less than 3% of their sales are EV. So that means presumably 97% are ICE vehicles, even though they know they need to phase them out. And 37% of their sales are SUVs, which have totally, all the savings made by EVs, carbon savings, are a totally over, what's the word? Overscribed by the SUVs, like the no,
overshadowed by the
yes,
SUVs.
Massively. Yeah. So SUVs are doing all the harm. We've made no savings in terms of from vehicles, if that makes sense. There are definitely better ways to explain that. But so that's our beef with Ford. And yeah, at the moment, the Tour have been sent 5 emails. Almost sounds a bit stalkerish, doesn't it?
To them, didn't they?
Yeah.
Say that one of their elite athletes is considering pulling out the race because they no clarification on this.
Yeah. So what I want to know and other people want to know is, yeah, is it a supplier arrangement? Then that we think that's okay. But if it's a commercial sponsorship arrangement, well, I'm not going to run the race because I'm unhappy with that. But that'll be quite painful because I want to run the race. But you know, why not cut off your nose to spite your face, eh?
I don't think that's a great idea. Cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
They grow back, don't they, noses?
No. So mine didn't, look.
So that's my dilemma.
That's a big dilemma.
Famous dilemma. Deep.
We're not going to ask for your opinion, reader, listener, because we don't want it, because it would just open a massive can of worms and the worms will be everywhere. But by the time you listen to our next podcast in a month, we will have a... this would have been resolved in one way or another way.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, there you go.
The hard one, isn't it?
Do I have to come up with a dilemma for next time?
Yeah. I'm going to put Dilemma by Nelly and Kelly on the playlist as well.
Right.
You don't know what that song is, do you?
No.
We could do a version of it because it's a duet.
Could we?
Yeah.
Would it be as good as, I remember Bruno Brooks and Liz Kershaw doing This Before Your Time?
All right, Grandad. Christ.
There must be one listener who remembers Bruno Brooks, Liz Kershaw, Radio 1 Saturday mornings. They did. The two of us.
Just the two of us.
I think so.
That sounds like an absolute car crash. Was there a video for it?
Oh, let's have a look afterwards. I bet it was some
amazing. Can't wait. Do you remember when Katie Price and Peter Andre did A Whole New World on like her telly and she was dressed like a princess because it's from Aladdin? He was dressed as Aladdin.
Vaguely.
It was incredible.
Wasn't it?
It was one of the best TV moments ever because she was singing it all out tune. What are your favourite duets, listener? Do let us know. This is very Partridge today, isn't it?
Waddle and Hoddle.
What's Waddle and Hoddle?
Before your time. Two footballers.
Right.
Played for the other team. The horrible lot.
What?
They
Tottenham?
Did. It was, Diamond Lights, I think it was called.
Pickman's thrilled about that.
Yeah, that was bad. What else? Kylie and Jathan.
Yeah, that's a good duet. We don't need to go into that. That's a good duet. Anyway, Damon's Big Dilemma. Latour. Let's see what happens. Right, we're going to do some questions. Question from listeners. You ready for these?
Not really.
So I asked people for some questions, and you have come up trumps, my little question quiz people. Let's start with one from Eva. Eva is a lady. Hello, I've got a question for Uncle Damien in regards to vegan / vegetarian food, but with a twist. Woo! I'm allergic to soya. Any suggestions for protein high foods that are not beans, please? And then she's put the little fart cloud emojis. And thank you. And a smiley emoji.
Right. That's a good question. Right in front of me is one of these solutions.
Me? I made a
solution to some things. Nut butter on toast. I have that every day.
Mm-hmm.
I love nut butter. There are lots of different types. You could have cashews, crunchy cashews, smooth cashews, almonds, other ones, peanuts.
Almonds? I said almonds, peanuts.
Things like that.
Brazil nut butter? Pine nut butter.
It's not a popular one, but there are a lot.
Right.
So nut butter, but also protein powders such as, I don't know, can you think of any
protein powder, vegan one.
Soda 33 Fuel, I do have a lot of theirs.
Do you?
Almost daily,
give me some of their 33 Fuel greens, and do you know what I was put off by? It looks like the Huel greens. Bought some Huel, and then I realised that Stephen Bartlett was in charge of Huel, and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
More Huel you.
Yeah.
I'd say protein powder and nut butters, that's two things.
Yeah. Mm. What else?
What?
Cottage cheese. You haven't said, she said she's vegetarian and vegan.
Oh,
cottage cheese has got loads of protein in it. It's really, really yummy. Ice cream, cheese. You can go for some cheese on toast. Ice cream with cheese in. Ice cream's got loads of protein in. Protein yogurt, protein ice cream.
There's protein in broccoli.
No, there isn't.
There is. Google it. I learned that at my local post office.
Did you?
Mm. And also porridge.
There's not protein in porridge.
In oats has protein.
I mean, look at this, everybody. We're learning every day. I can't look that
That's
up.
It's not much, though.
Look up what vegetables have protein in, and I'll ask you the next question.
Peas as well. Pea protein. I didn't know that I knew so much.
Oh, God. Right. Eva, does that help? Probably not. And I'm sorry if it doesn't help, but that's the best that we can possibly do because we don't know stuff about stuff. Tell you what, though. Rena McGregor's got a new book coming out in February. She's got a current book out now called More Fuel You. That might have some good.
It is good. In. It is good.
Also, there's loads of good people on Instagram now, like who do really good vegan meal ideas. Mm. Lentils have lots of protein in them.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah.
And they're not beans.
That's true. All right. I think we've answered that.
I think I'm better at being vegan than you are.
Probably.
Dean Cox.
I've heard of him.
Podcast pet.
Yeah.
Legend in his own lunchtime.
Has he got a question?
Question for Damo.
Hi, Dean.
100-mile race, he says. Only aid station offering is water and no drop bag. What are you eating, drinking from pre-race to post-race and everything in between, brand specific, and at what mile time from 0 to 100? You've got 2 minutes to answer this question.
Oh, gosh. So, favourite...
So, basically, stuff you can carry on you.
But he said pre-race as well.
Pre, post...
Has the clock already started? I'm a bit stressed.
Go.
Pre-race. Either my toast, my nut butter and banana, or a porridge. with your oat milks and banana again. That's my pre-race thing. Ideally about 2 hours before, loads of tea. Also, I do tend to preload with electrolytes a little bit just to make sure you don't start depleted. In the
what
race.
What does that mean, preload with
electrolytes? It just means having a...
snorting it.
Yeah. Nice line of it. No, it just means put some electrolytes in a drink, maybe the night before or the morning.
Would you
not
put
in
electrolytes
tea.
In tea?
No.
Right.
No. Don't ever do that, please. Okay. I'm horrified by that.
Okay. Spice it up a bit.
But then you know, I mean, this might be a bit of a gimmicky thing on behalf of one electrolyte company, but at least you know you're topped up.
What electrolyte company? Precision Hydration?
Yeah, it's one of their ideas to preload.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
When did you come from? 4 weeks before?
Yeah.
I thought so.
So, definitely in the race, start eating within the first hour and have an alarm on my watch for every 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that?
No.
I've been out running with you and I've never heard an alarm go off on your
That's
watch.
That's not a race.
Oh, yeah.
And also, you're a long way behind and I'm listening to music.
Wow, fuck me, that's harsh. Fair enough, yeah. Also, you're at the bottom of the hill. Yeah, I am.
That sounded mean. Whoops.
It was. I'm deeply hurt.
No, I meant I'm involved in such deep, fascinating conversation with you that we don't hear the alarm.
No, you're not talking to me because you can't hear me. You're just running up downhill. Anyway, so the alarm goes off and
so,
then you...
Every half an hour. Yep.
Right.
And I do generally love the Velaforte chews. They're amazing. They're not too sweet. And even when I've gone off sweet stuff, I'll still want them. So a load of those will go in.
Are you allowed to give Joel a Velaforte discount code out on the podcast? Or do you reckon that would destroy Velaforte?
I don't know what it is.
I know what it is.
Do you?
Yeah.
D Hall?
No.
20?
No.
20
Nearly.
D-Hall. 20 D Hall?
No.
This is Dean's time. Dean's 2 minutes has been wasted on this. You
it's
know what
your
it is.
First name and the...
I don't know what that is.
It's your first name.
And what, 20?
The number 20 okay. In numbers. That'll get you a good meaty discount on Velaforte.
Right. I am sponsored by them, but I do generally love their chews.
Me too. They're delicious. And also, they're quite magical, aren't they? Like, if you feel sad and then you have a couple of those chews, then you just feel better when you're running. And probably in real life as well.
And they're a good variety. There's like at least four different flavours, maybe even six. So you don't get bored of the same flavour. That's really good. So love my chews. It'd be a combination of bars and other gels as well. I do like
gels.
I do like the
when precision... would you start taking gels?
Well, I like the Precision Hydration caffeine gels, so mm-hmm. I might start taking them in the evening or when I'm tiring.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely
do
mix
you
them
take
up with
gels
well.
And then so like say you're doing the tour, would you take the gels on like the first night and then go off the gels again and onto something else and then start taking the gels again at night? Because I feel like once you start taking gels, you've opened the door to gel hell.
Gel hell.
And you can't get out of it. You're like, now all I can do is eat gels.
I'm not quite as systematic as that. I'll take some... What I tend to do maybe is save sugars for the long climbs and maybe even the heat of the day as well. And then I'll try and get real food in. We're talking tour here rather than 100-miler, I suppose. But I'll try and get real food in at checkpoints or when it's colder. For a 100-mile race, they'll be a combination of bars. I really like that. Oh, what's the mate that do the Biscoff bar?
Oh, Trek. Yeah.
So I really like their Biscoff one and their Millionaire Shortbread one. They're quite proteiny.
Mm. They are, aren't they?
They are, aren't they?
Let me tell you a story.
Yeah.
A little story. I was out running with Damien. I was invited on a run with him. I paid for it. It was very expensive. And so I thought it would be nice to meet. And we went to the top of the hill. And he was like, would you like something to eat? And I went, yes, please. And then he said, what would you like? And then he had a Trek bar. And I went, I'll have a bit of that. And he went, not that. That's my protein. In that voice. And snatched it away from me. Then he gave me a crumb of it. Just thought you'd like to hear that. Because that's what he's really like.
I wish I could say that wasn't true. But
it was.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
You did try and steal my protein.
Yeah.
So a combination of bars. What else do I like at the moment? I quite sometimes like naked bars, sometimes a bit. So a combination of easy carbohydrates.
Naked bars don't have much calories in there, do they?
Really, it doesn't matter too much as long as you keep stuff going in, I think. So it's trying not to let your palate get too bland.
What about those little things that you have that are like vegan Kinder Buenos?
Oh, they're good.
Yeah, they're nice.
That depends on getting to a... Is it M&S?
I don't know, but they're nice. They're like vegan Kinder Buenos and they're like, they're called Love Something and they're really yummy. And then there's those other bars that we have, you had before. They're really nice as well. They're vegan. They're like vegan cereal bars. They're really tasty.
Which ones are those?
I don't know. Anyway, there's loads of good snack bars.
There are, yeah.
Do you have like a sandwich?
That was my next bit.
Okay.
But then I will, for 100-mile race, I will start try and get some real food in as well. So normally what I do is white bread sandwiches, because white bread is less fibrous and easier on your gut. Obviously brown bread, healthier in real life. Cheese and pickle sandwiches or hummus and avocado.
Cheese and pickle, vegan cheese or normal cheese?
Vegan. And we found an amazing one by, what are they called? Cathedral.
Cathedral City.
Incredible new one. Shane Only introduced me to greatest vegan cheese ever.
Shane Only. It's Shane Only.
It's only your opinion.
It's only your opinion.
So cheese and pickle, hummus and avocado sandwiches, white bread. If I'm honest, I often don't eat the crust, but don't tell anyone that.
I don't eat the crust either because it's too much on the gut. It's
too chewy. Yeah. However, so as well as all of that, liquid calories are amazing, especially if it's warm, especially if it's big climbs. So I'm at the moment, I'm quite into Active Root. They don't sponsor me, but I'm really into their flavours. Active Root. And
just do a big eye roll, because I think Active Root is just loads of Damara sugar with a bit of fucking
not about you.
In it.
This isn't about you. You asked me. Thank Dean. Also just like simple fruit juice / smoothies. So, you know, healthy drinks that isn't pure sugar.
Simple smoothie. How the fuck do you get a smoothie on the trail?
Well, that's the thing. You buy that before the race, and maybe you start the race with some of that in your bottle, your soft floral.
Skinky and claggy, warm.
Stop putting down on everything.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Okay. Also, I don't like Coca-Cola in real life, but in races, it's very good. So there'll be a lot of liquid calories. There will be some sugars. There will also be some real food. I also love salt and vinegar crisps. So, and I'm quite a salty sweater. So as well as electrolytes going in, there'll be 2 or 3 packets of salt and vinegar crisps. Out for the Barclay Marathons, I took 3 packets of hula hoops. Obviously didn't take enough.
That's
did
a
I, before
really
you say.
Good point.
And pot noodles. I took pot noodles out to America, and I'll take them out to Italy if I'm running.
Pot what flavour?
Luckily, they're all vegan, although they claim to be, you know, beef and chicken.
Yeah,
not.
But what flavour was your favourite?
I quite like the sort of curry-ish.
The Bombay Bad Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
But really, I think...
Do you empty them into a plastic bag? Or should you take them in their cups?
And that is a sit-down aid station thing, I suppose.
Mm.
But you can knock it back pretty quick if your crew has made it, you know, not too hot. But really, I think that is liquid and salt is what you're craving there usually. They've often turned me around later in races. So hopefully that's some decent ideas. That was definitely more than 2 minutes.
That's a good question. That's quite a good answer as well. I was going to give you 5 out of 10 for that answer because it was quite good.
Wow. That's a high score for you.
No, it doesn't recognise my face. Listen to this. We've got voice on. Ready?
I think so.
Come on, we're not going to try and play it.
I didn't realise you could actually do a voice notes. That's made my day. Thanks, Ali. My question would be, I am extremely clumsy. So are there any tips other than lifting my feet a bit more that could actually help me improve my trail running? Thank you. Bye.
Now that is from Carol Wilson, long-time pod listener, and I'm going to say fan of Ali Bailey. She talks to me a lot on Instagram, right?
You've got a fan?
I didn't realise that she was Scottish. It's amazing when that happens, isn't it? You know, like that guy from Line of Duty, the one that's a cockney, Martin Compton. And then you hear him in real life and he's Scottish.
Wow.
Yeah. So what to do when you have, when you're a little bit of a clumsy buffoon, Damien?
I wish I had something more surprising and innovative, but it probably is getting on slightly tricky trails and practicing, really. But I would say don't go to the super tricky trails. Try and find a medium tricky.
Do you think clumsiness is a result of is an innate problem, or do you think it's to do with mental capacity?
Gosh. I don't know. But I know some people do seem to be sort of almost inherently clumsy. I don't know. They bump into things.
Do you think it's because they can't see? I always say to people, have you had your eyes tested recently? When they're like, I keep falling over. Because I think that's
grandma.
The thing. Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
All right. So that's...
Make sure you get your eyes tested. Make sure you can see properly. And then pick your feet up. That's a really good tip that you've given me before that actually does work.
So here's one. I'm not a strength coach, although I'm doing some qualifications to maybe get there. But I would
maybe get there.
It's just such a supportive environment. This, thanks.
He's going to be like Mr. Motivator. He's got a little special outfit to wear and everything. He's going to make YouTube videos.
That's the dream.
Dynamic demos, workouts.
I would practice like balancing on one foot, leg foot. just stand, like, can you easily stand on one leg for a long time and then even shut your eyes? It suddenly gets quite a lot harder. And then you could add a bit of weight to that as well, even just, you know, a laptop or a full pot of
not
tea.
A fucking laptop or a pot of tea.
Pot of
you
tea.
Of those things.
But that, there's more jeopardy there.
You just use a kettlebell. That's what they're there for. Or maybe a big bottle of water.
It's so old fashioned.
What do you think about wobble boards? I've got a wobble board.
That might be useful. Yeah. That might be useful. So I would do those little things because they're things you can do while you're, I don't know, on the phone or letting the kettle boil. Little things like that may help.
And also, what about the, you said to me the other day something about light feet, tiny light steps instead of elephant jumping steps, like trying to be a bit lighter on your feet. Does that help?
Might do. She did say, though, picking your feet up was, you know, wasn't enough.
It's not really about picking your feet up. It's about how light you are on your feet, isn't it?
Okay, so try and think what sort of think yourself light.
Yeah.
Skipping over the terrain like a
gazelle. When I watch you from the bus stop running down hills, you hardly touch the floor. But there's hardly any points of contact with the floor. It's like it's just because you've got like quite a long stride and your feet hit the floor, but there's not a lot of foot hitting the floor.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing.
Thanks.
So you can't trip over because there's nothing hitting the floor.
No, I don't know exactly where that comes from, but I do love running downhill. It seems like playtime.
Yeah. Have you ever fallen over and really badly hurt yourself?
Yes.
Have you? What, hurt your face?
No, I did take a little tumble down Trevan once when I was...
Oh, fucking hell. It's such a bad... what side?
The north face.
Oh, my God.
But I wasn't really running. I was navving James Elson's paddy.
Oh, so it's James Elson's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a very greasy morning and I foolishly was looking at the map as I took a step forward. So I wasn't even actually running.
Oh, okay.
Then my foot didn't land where it was meant to land. Neither did the next foot. So I did a little bit of a somersault. Redecorated some of my... But that doesn't really count. That wasn't running. That was misstepping.
You know when you run really fast down a hill? Have you ever gone when you've been running really fast down a hill?
Yeah, no, yeah, occasionally, but not often. Yeah.
I just think that whenever that happens to me, it just sets me back in confidence, like, for months.
It's rare, though, isn't it? It doesn't actually
happen. It is rare. The last time I did it, it was really bad. I was on the South Downs Way 50, and I was coming down a hill to a checkpoint about halfway through, and I was having a really good day. Like, I felt super strong. I was having a really nice time. I was absolutely smashing it down this fucking hill. There were photographers at the bottom. There was an aid station at the bottom. And I tripped. You know how it's like white chalk down hard trail on South Downs? And I literally somersaulted in the air and landed pretty much on my face. All the skin off my hands and all the skin off the top of my thighs and off my knees. And it fucking hurt. And my ego was bruised. My little tiny ego, what's left of it, was bruised.
Tiny ego.
Yeah. And it was horrible.
This isn't helping, though.
I still not got over it. So, good luck, Carol. Maybe just stick to road. Or fire trail.
I actually think a downhill on a road, just try and run that harder, and that can increase some confidence for when you take to the trails. I actually think downhill on a road.
Another question, Carol.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's about semen. It's not about semen.
I think we answered that one before.
How often does he have to get that silly haircut? I love it when you laugh about your haircut. It's like this.
I cut it myself approximately every 2 weeks. So if it ever looks wonky at the back, let me know because I did it myself.
Brilliant.
Yep.
Is that the end of the conversation?
Well, yeah.
What do you do with the bits of hair that are left over?
Put them on eBay.
Yes, correct. Okay, Sam Carter. I love Sam Carter. Question for Ali, that's me, and Damien, that's you. Do you have any tips for dealing with cow anxiety? Now, I don't think she's talking about having an anxious cow at home. I don't think she's talking about the anxiety of the cow, but she might be. I got chased by a herd once and have been fretful of them ever since. Shouting, I'm a vegan, at them doesn't work. Because the thing is, the cows aren't vegan, but they kind of are, aren't they? They drink milk. Cows drink milk.
Don't get me started on cows.
Oh, here we go. Love the podcast. Peace emoji, black heart.
I would honestly say just don't go in a field if there are cows because they do kill people. I three really blah. They, I always, I often growing up in the Cotswolds, not the posh bit, I would.
Growing up on the estate, I could avoid the cows because I didn't go where the working class man was.
My nanny shepherded me through.
I would get into the Land Rover and simply drive through the cows.
I hate you. I would often walk through fields to get to my bus stop. I got the bus to my comprehensive school in Stroud, mm-hmm. Archway. Mm-hmm. Same school Sabrina Pace Humphreys went to.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Oh, did she go to Highwood? Oh, I might go that wrong.
No.
I might go that wrong. Sorry, Sabrina. I think she went to Highwood. I would often walk through, and so I was totally blasé about cows. And then, yeah, in Wiltshire, where I live now, yeah, people have been killed, just often walking their dogs. So, I mean, maybe the dogs are the problem. But
the cows
I just
like the dogs. They want to come and see them.
Hmm. I just wouldn't risk it, to be honest. I would not necessarily get in a...
Let's say that they put some cows on the Barclay loop. What then?
They have wild boars charging around.
Charging around?
Mm.
Are you sure that's a wild boar, not just John Kelly?
I'm not sure.
Fervently looking for books.
Hallucinations.
So, cows?
Yeah, I just wouldn't mess around. If you have to get the field, stay by the fence so that if they do get a bit frisky, you could jump over the fence.
So... I think you're being a little bit dramatic. I mean, I don't like them either, and I've been chased by them quite badly. On Ron Britannia, there was an incident that was terrifying.
Right.
But most cows are all right. It's the ones with their babies that you've got to watch, and the young bullocks, the young male cows, the little arseholes, and they're like teenage boys, basically. Let the dog off the lead if you're with the dog, because then they'll chase the dog, and the dog is capable of getting away from the cows. But... make yourself big is the big thing. So if you get hold of your poles and you basically go down, like you put your head down and then you put yourself up like a cow with massive horns, it frightens them and they will back off.
And then charge at them?
You know, just shout at them and they will back off. But the thing is, they can circle you. So it can be quite difficult to do. But Emma Stewart knows a lot about cows, and she's done a couple of videos on her Instagram about, because she's a cow vet, about cows. And it's about being confident and not running through them, and don't get between them and their babies. But like you say, if in doubt, don't go in the field. There you go, right?
Yep.
But the cow anxiety is just a mind thing, Sam. So, like, it's just as likely that the cows will come and want to give you a cuddle as they will charge you. So don't think you know what's going to happen. Just walk through confidently if you have to walk through, and hope for the best.
Did you make that up on the hoof?
I did. Make that up on the hoof. I'm trying to think of the
cow joke. Should we move on?
Yep, let's move on. Should we talk about our made-up joke?
Oh, gosh. The one you stole off me?
No, we made it up together on the hill. Do you remember?
Not really.
I do.
Okay.
Do you remember signing that bit of paper that says, I, Damien Hall, agree to share this joke and all its royalties with you, Ali Bailey?
I think I might
that.
There is a danger of over-egging this
joke. Guys, listen to this joke. Oh, I just pressed a button.
Was it the stop recording button?
I hope it wasn't the stop recording button. No, it wasn't. What, Damien?
Yes, Ali.
What is the funniest part of the OS map?
I don't know, Ali Bailey. What is the funniest part? Listener, if you could just see happiness in her face. I'm going to tell a joke that she made up. Oh, what is the funniest part of an OS map?
The hilarious.
Julius, can we have one of those?
Hilarious.
Babum-tush.
Babum-tushes. Yeah. Let's have a babum-tush. Joke.
So well, that's copyright joke. No one else is allowed to.
One that I made up about verts.
We don't want to spoil.
This is a really good one.
Actually,
this one's actually a work in progress, but I'm going to share it with you now, listener, so you can tell me what you think. Why did the man constantly tell everybody?
Does it have to be a man?
Yes. Okay. Why did the man constantly tell everybody how many feet of ascent he had done on his runs?
This sounds familiar.
Because he was an extrovert. It's funny, isn't it?
What about if someone was... Sorry, listener, I got a mouthful of toast.
Yep, he has.
Get him a protein. There's still my protein.
I don't think there's that much protein in that toast. There's just a little bit of nut butter.
What if someone was a bit shy about how much vert they were accumulating? What would you call them, Ali?
An introvert. I think we should stop now. Okay.
Hold on, there's a knock at the door. I think it's Edinburgh Festival.
It is. It's Tim Vine, and he's asking if you take that joke and make it the best joke at the Edinburgh Festival. Did you hear what the best joke at the Edinburgh Festival was?
I did. Wasn't that good?
It was very good. It was more of a pun, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
What was it again?
It was about a little ship, and then he wanted to tell a joke about a little ship, but then he bottled it or something like that.
That was it?
Yeah.
I think that joke that I made up just now was better.
New, very good. Hey, Mark Crow wants to know, why are you so jealous of John Kelly?
Mark Crow. Mark Crow is a great friend.
No, obviously not.
And I've coached Mark for several years. Very strong athlete.
Why are you jealous of John Kelly?
Very strong athlete. Well, he does like to, you know, he's a bit like you, actually, Ali. Just likes to upset me. I'm jealous of John Kelly because he can finish the Barclay Marathons and I can't. There, happy? Everyone happy now?
Yes, everyone's thrilled. Hey, guess what? I've got really one more email for you. But
when
can I
go?
It.
When am I allowed to go?
You can go in a minute, but you can't go yet. I've just got to find the email. It's a really, really good email, so it's definitely worth the wait.
Thanks for your lovely question.
Right, so we've had an email from a listener called Eleanor. Now, I can't read out this whole email because it's too long, but there are some highlights from it, and I want to read them to you, and then I want you to discuss. Ready?
Yeah.
Dear Bailey, Harding, and friends, I think she's talking about you, and foes, I think she's talking about you. Back in July, I was rabbiting onto a friend who was going to Love Trails and insisting they go and see Ali's talk.
Oops.
They did and assumed I knew about this podcast. I did not, for shame. I probably got it in my ears, starting at the very beginning, and I thought I'd maybe pick a few that sounded interesting and casually catch up. But like a naive fool, I massively underestimated how I would get sucked in, engaged, and quite frankly, obsessed. She's listened to every episode, back to back.
Wow.
Far from being selective, I've listened to the whole goddamn thing. That's 69 episodes, over 70 hours of listening time in 4 weeks. Fuck me. That's a lot, isn't it?
Never get that time back.
No. I listened to the most recent episode, Olympics, on Wednesday, which means I have spent nearly 10% of that 4 weeks listening to your podcast. It should also be noted that during this time, I've also read Ali's book. My book. Times, especially the last week, this genuinely was starting to feel like an endurance sport, the minutes slowly ticking by like miles, but the end was in sight. She's talking about listening to the podcast, not reading my book. And I just had to be strong and dig in. Fortunately for me, you're all very entertaining, especially Ali, might have added that bit in, and it's been great spending this quality time together. I will cherish it as I shift into the pack of regular listeners. Reading this back, I realise I sound like an unhinged stalker, which I suppose is about right. One thing I have particularly enjoyed.
This is real.
Yeah, one thing I've particularly enjoyed from most recent episodes is what I'm calling the blossoming of Damien Hall. His journey from slightly bewildered and harassed guest to confident co-host and finally standing up for himself has been inspirational, more so than some of his running.
Oh, yeah.
And then she goes on about the podcast Pets Adventures, our adventures. Mine and Anna's, and how great my book is. There's the whole paragraph on how great my book is.
So I need to stand up for myself.
But
more.
What I'm interested in, what I'm most interested in, is the blossoming of Damien Hall.
Blossoming.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the blossoming of Damien Hall throughout these pods? Do you feel like you've changed?
Why did I agree to do this?
I don't know. To blossom in order to blossom.
Oh, that was it. I'm blossoming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like you've changed? Do you feel different?
Just feel exhausted and harassed. And,
do you? I think it's not a good thing.
Bullied.
So do you think it's more like the withering of Damien Hall?
Yeah. That's destroying?
It. Destroying.
Not destroyed.
The stabbing like of Damien Hall.
Morally, emotionally, egotistically, yeah, just wrecked.
Okay.
Destroyed, smashed. Yeah. Yeah. So if that's blossoming.
Well, thanks, Eleanor. I love this email. It's the best email I've ever had. She wants to add the Beastie Boys, Sabotage, and Christina Aguilera Fighter to the playlist, but she's obviously not as familiar with the playlist as she is with the podcast because they're both on there already. Eleanor.
Can I leave and cry in a corner now?
Finally, one last thing.
There's more.
Damien's big plug. I'm sure you had something to plug.
I mean, there's an obvious terrible joke to say there, but we won't do that.
What? What's the terrible joke?
No, it's too terrible.
It could be good.
No. So my good friends, Summit Fever Media.
Oh, yes.
Also, on that note, I've twice put in hilarious puns into previous podcasts using the word crude/crude. And both times you haven't even noticed. So I'm not going to give you any more. I'm not going to throw you any more feasts like that. They just get ignored.
Okay, next week, do you want to go to your pun, the various puns that you've made?
Yeah.
And we can have Damien's punny
corner.
Corner.
Punny pile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a punny joke or something like that.
Yeah, I'd like to. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
so that I get the credit that is due for my brilliant jokes.
Okay. They're puns. Yeah. Puns are different to jokes. Puns are the lowest form of wit.
Are you?
Mm.
So my good friends at Summit Fever Media are crowdfunding a film which is called To Cumbria With Love.
Right.
And it's about a great guy called Jeeve. Have you met Jeeve?
Right.
He's a good friend of Debbie, Run DMC's.
Yeah.
He's gonna do a Bob Graham round. There is a trailer available. There's a crowdfunding page. If you just go
put it in the show notes.
All right. They're also already a third at the time. Over a third.
How much money do they need?
15 grand.
So what's like anyone could do? Like Bob, why? Tell me, sell it.
I don't know if I'm meant to say or not, but I think he's.
What does it say on the crowdfunding page, Damien?
Okay. Because there is a secret thing. I'm not sure I'm meant to reveal
just
it yet.
Just read what's on the crowdfunding page.
Okay. Discover.
This guy, man.
Discover Fell Running and Bob Graham Round from a new perspective with the Ultra Runner and Green Runner's co-founder, Jeeve Singh. I've said that wrong. Celebrating community joy, healing, and the Cumbrian Fells.
That's a pause. The dramatic effect.
So Jeeve's just one of those super positive. I've only met him about twice, right? But he's just one of those people you remember because he's just super positive. It seems to find the joy in
sounds
everything.
Like a horrible person today.
He's wonderful. He's done Spartathlon. He's a tough runner and a great guy. I can't say. There is a secret like element to it, but I can't reveal it if they haven't revealed it yet.
Is he going to do it on a pogo stick?
Yes.
Is he going to do it?
How did you know?
Is he going to ride a cow?
Yes.
Cool.
He's a very spiritual guy, and there's a lot of lovely background.
He's got crystals.
Yeah, everywhere. Okay, he carries crystals all the way around the program. The Crystal Graham round. So I'm just letting people know in case they want to support the film, you know, even just chipping in 10, 20 quid will help the film happen. And he's a Green Runner's co-founder, great guy. And the film will be great because I know Matt and Ellie well. They make great films, even about idiots trying to do UTMB.
No, just fucking going on about UTMB.
That's the one I wanted.
Yep. Okay. Thanks, Damien. You've been awkward as per. I really hope that the audio on this isn't too shit, and I'm sorry if it is, but it's just the way it is. It's just how we've had to do it today. So I'm going to add some stuff to the playlist. Hannah Blundell. That's a good name, isn't it? She wants Sun Sleeper by Barry Can't Swim, Starburster by Fontaines DC. There's a new Fontaines DC album out, so you should listen to that because it's really good. And anything by Idols. So I'm going to put the whole Idols album on because I like Idols. They're shouty and they're angry and they're very politically motivated. But you don't like them because I've sent them to your way and you've been like, I don't like this.
I think they're too shouty.
And then Ellie has asked for Run for Those Hills, Babe by Tom Rosenthal. I used to go to university with a guy called Tom Rosenthal and I really didn't like him. So I'm not going to add that. Okay. I love you. You've just texted me. Why have you just texted me?
It's the link to the film.
Okay. Hmm. Anything else you want to say before we bid farewell to the listener and apologise once again for the quality of the audio and the quality of the content of this podcast?
You've done it for me. Thank you. Yeah. Sorry, everyone who listened to any of this. I'm just really sorry.
Next month, we are going to introduce to the world He Races, which is Damien's brand new and exciting, what do you call it? Like crowdfunder? Kickstarter?
Scheme.
Putting the he back into she, helping middle-aged men achieve their goals without women saying that they're awful. He Races from Damien Hall.
It's what the world needs.
It is. Okay, we love you. Bye.
Bye.